662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you shine. Yeah, Lord, yeah. Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Brown with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress. Persecuted, but not. Welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life.
At the Most High God. Once again, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and into your radios and your automobiles through this broadcast and share with y'all the greatest story that has ever been told. You know, we call it the gospel of the kingdom. You know, that's the greatest story and the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed. You know, and it is very, very, very vital to all of us in our generation, in our day and time, to come to the knowledge of that message and that great gospel. And that, once again, is not just the gospel of Jesus. That's included in it, and that's a part of it. But the greatest story and the greatest message that has ever been proclaimed is not just, again, the gospel of Jesus, but the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. And in this radio broadcast, you know, again, I want to remind you of something. You know, God is a God of purpose. And everything in life has a purpose. You know, and if you're listening to this radio broadcast, and if you've been tuning into this radio broadcast and from time to time and listening to it over the last 2.5 years, then we've just been introducing one subject matter. And that subject matter is this, you know, the rediscovering of the gospel of the kingdom. You know, and the gospel of the kingdom is not the gospel of Jesus. Again, that's inclusive in it, but it is the gospel that Jesus preached. And in our day and time, in our generation, in the dispensation that you live in, the scriptures also say this: who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Let me say it in a plain and simple way, boy. It's an awesome honor and an awesome privilege. That's why I say that every time I come on this radio broadcast, to share with y'all, boy, the gospel of the kingdom. for this purpose, so that you might come on out of religion into a personal relationship with the Most High God, your Father in heaven. You know, and that's again for a purpose, you know. There's a reason. If you've been listening to this radio broadcast, it's going to introduce you or to reintroduce you to the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. Now, the gospel of Jesus is the good news about Jesus. The gospel that he preached is a little bit different. He didn't preach the good news about him. He preached the good news about you and I. And the good news that he preached about you and I, you know, was something pertaining to this. He said, listen, as I am, so are you. The work that I do, so can you. The way that you see me living, so can you. The things you see me do, so can you. As the Father sent me, so I'm going to send you. I'm the express image of you. And I'm the express image of the Father. And if I'm the express image of the Father, and you're the express image of me, then you are the express image of the Father, too. Let me say it in a simple way. He come preaching this, boy, that we just like our Father in heaven. And God, and our Father in heaven's original intent and desire and plan and purpose for our life, he comes to restore that back to you and I. Glory to God. What he did, what was his purpose? He come to restore more what God's original intent and what God's original plan and what God's original purpose and desire is, was, and is for our lives. He come to bring that back. That's what he comes to preach and teach us about God's original plan and desire and intent for our lives. So if you're listening to this radio broadcast, it's for a purpose. Just as it is an honor and a privilege to me to share with y'all the good news about the kingdom of God, it should be an honor and a privilege to you to be able to be chosen of the Most High God to hear such an end-time message. This is an end-time message. What do you mean an end-time message, Arthur? The scripture says this in Matthew chapter 25. It says in verse 34, somewhere around up in there. And to give you a little history of that particular scripture that I'm going to quote, the disciples that came to Jesus and said, you know, what about what we're going to eat and what we're going to drink and how we're going to live and how we're going to make it and everything else? And Jesus responded and it was, hey, listen, you don't have to take no thought of how you're going to make it and what you're going to eat and all the calamities and everything else that's coming up on this earth, the earthquakes and the wars and the rumors of wars. You know, he said the end is not yet. That's not the end. He say, but when this gospel of the kingdom, the good news about you, because this gospel of the kingdom, and what's contained in there is the good news about you, who you really are, where you really come from, why you really here, what you really can do, and where you really going to end up at. And listen, I promise you something. This gospel that Jesus Christ preached is different from where you think you're going to end up at if you're a religious Christian. Because if you're a religious Christian, you think your destiny is in heaven with God forever and ever and ever. That's not the good news that Jesus Christ come preaching. He come preaching, boy, that the good news is this, man, that God's not trying to get you to heaven. God comes to bring heaven, watch this, back to you. Hallelujah. I say it again. Come to bring heaven back to you. That was his original intent and plan and purpose for your life, that you rule and reign on the earth and that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That heaven would be a colony. Let me get that right. That earth would be a colony of heaven. What do you mean a colony of heaven? And the same thing that's going on in heaven be going on here in the earth. And you know he gave the dominion and the authority and the power, boy, to do that, man, through? That's you and I. That's the children. That's the church. That's the call that I want. What to do what, boy? To help God colonize earth with heaven. To help God make it on earth just like it is in heaven. Do you know that, man, God had that going on at one time? There's a lot of things that you don't know. He said, my people are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. At one time, God had it on earth for and established on earth what his will and desire was. It's in your Bible. And it's in the first two chapters of your Bible. But God's original intent and desire and plan and purpose and destiny for all our lives. What was that again, Arthur? It being our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And God set that up in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And he placed us in a garden that he planted. And he didn't leave it to us to discover it or find it. He placed us there. And from that place, he told us to be fruitful and multiply and subdue and replenish the earth. In other words, he gave us dominion and authority and power over what he said in Genesis, like what he said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, and let them have dominion over all the earth. He said, the earth, the heaven is my territory, the earth is going to be your territory. And here's your mandate, brother. Make it on your territory just like it is in my territory. But listen, you ain't got to worry about what you're going to eat and how you're going to make it and where you're going to get all that from today. See, I'm going to equip you with everything that you have need of to do to accomplish that. Now, if you're trying to accomplish anything else, then you know you pretty much got independence from God and you got to produce against yourself. But if you ain't on what God is doing, you, you ain't got to take no thought for what, how you're going to make it and none of these things that come up on the race. So your Heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. You say, but when all these things that you see coming, that ain't about, that ain't the end. What that does is set the stage for what? For this gospel of the kingdom to be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. The Bible says, and then the end gonna come. What's that us for? That this gospel of the kingdom be preached in all the world. Is the gospel of prosperity? No. The gospel of healing? No. The gospel of Jesus Christ? No. All that's contained in it. But what gospel are they? It's the gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? That all of the kingdom of heaven and all of the kingdom of God is available to you right now. And it ain't even sweet bye-bye. It's available to you right now. You know, not the fullness of it and the totality of it and everything else, but it's available to you right now, boy. You can begin to chart your course toward that destination, man, that God has for your life as though it was already complete. Because in reality, it is already complete. And as we come to the knowledge of it, then we see from all our works, and we enter into, boy, what your Bible said in the book of Genesis, boy, God rested from all his work. That means he was finished. It was accomplished. It was on earth just like it is in hell, and it was made that way through his children by the power of his ability. Whose ability? God's ability. By the power of the Holy Ghost. What are you talking about? I'm talking about what God said. Let us make man in our image and our likeness. That lets us know that, boy, that's the Godhead, boy. That's the Trinity, boy, at work and doing something. Who, man, let us? Who is us? That's the Father. That's the Son. That's the Holy Spirit. That's what they're doing. That's what the kingdom of God is, what they're doing. Who? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And if we get in and we seek first what they're doing, not what we're doing, not what my church is doing, not what religion is doing, not what all, not our ideology and all our thoughts and everything else, it's in this. If you'd be willing more to give up all of that, all that, everything else, boy, for this right here, well, you'll find out, boy, what God is doing with his word, by the power of his Holy Spirit. And, boy, the work that he begun in you and I, I'm talking about what he started in you and I, listen, he ain't going to fulfill it. He didn't already fulfill it. And as you and I come to the knowledge of the kingdom of God, what's the kingdom of God again? What the Father is doing, what the Son is doing, what the Holy Spirit is doing. Not what my church is doing, not what Arthur is doing, not what you are doing, not what nobody is doing, but, man, what God is doing. So when you find that out, you know what the results of that are going to be? All of your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. All that heaven consists of, all that heaven is, all that heaven is about. All that you inherited, what that'll be added unto you. And in there is everything that you have need of. Everything that you're looking for and that you're searching for and that you're trying to get an answer to and solution to and live in, all that ain't in the church, that's in the kingdom. Glory to God. What is that all? That ain't in your good two children, whether you do this right and got this together right. All that's a part of it, but man, that ain't in, man, you obtained it through that. That's all in the kingdom. That's all in the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of heaven, man, ain't no lack in there. Ain't no sickness and disease in there. Ain't no poverty in there. Ain't no racism in there. Ain't no hatred in there. Ain't no committing adultery in there. Ain't no stealing and killing and all those things in there. And boy, the invitation, man, is going out to the whole human race, boy. You tune into this video broadcast. To all those under the sound of my voice, come. Come what, Arthur? Come you. Who you? All of you under the sound of my voice. Come, you who are blessed of your Father. And do what, Arthur? And get your inheritance. What's my inheritance? All of the kingdom of hell that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Everything that you have need of, everything that you're searching for, everything that you're trying to obtain, through your Christian walk, with all everything, come get everything that you need, because everything that you have need of is all in the kingdom of Him. It's in that Garden of Eden. It's in that secret place of the Most High God. It's under the shadow of the Almighty. It's in the ark that boy Noah built and found himself in. It's in the presence of the Lord. It's in the Garden of Eden. And boy, the invitation, man, to every man and every woman and every boy and every girl, you can get on into the ark, just like old Noah did, and be preserved from all, I don't care what come up on the earth. That you can come back into the secret place of the Most High God, like David talked about. But you can abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and that you can say of the Lord, He's my refuge, He's my strength, He's my fortress, He's my God. In Him I put all my trust. 1,000 can fall at my right hand and 10,000 can fall at our left hand. But baby, you can't touch this. Got the everlasting life, Lord. I'm in the kingdom. And this is the everlasting kingdom, baby. And let me tell you something, in the kingdom, ain't no devil can pluck you out of the hands of the Most High God. Because in the kingdom, you come upon the, you become a subject. You mean, that means you are subjected, where we get a sub mean under, where you are under man, the Most High God. You are dependent upon the Most High God. Well, when you are under the Most High God and dependent upon the Most High God, then he obligated to his word. He got to fulfill what he said and what he spoke. You know what he said and what he spoke? If you seek first, I don't know why that's so hard. I don't know why, you know, because we're living in a religious business. And boy, let me tell you something, boy, religion is the greatest opposition, man, or one of the greatest opposition, man, of the kingdom of the gospel of the kingdom. Yeah. He said, I can't see for the life of me. I think the simplicity of it will make it so hard. He said, if you seek first, man, the kingdom of God, let me say it simple. If you come find out, man, if you come in and you're coming to me and say, not Lord, not my will, and Lord, not my kingdom, Lord, not what I need you to do for me. But if you come to me at first and say, Lord, with your kingdom, what you doing? How can I help you? What you need from me? Use me. Allow me to assist you. That's your first petition. That's why a lot of prayers ain't being answered. Or they being answered, but the reason why they're being held up like Daniel's prayer was held up, man. Because you pray, but you pray amiss. In other words, you pray, man, but you don't know how to pray. That's why you got to be taught how to pray. We pray religious prayers and have it. Oh, Lord. Now he said this, if you seek first the kingdom of God, what God is doing, I guarantee you, boy, you'll find it, but you got to seek that first. You got to make that your number one priority. You got to say, okay, Lord, not my will, not my kingdom, but your kingdom come, and your will be done. Why? So that it can be in my life here on earth, just like it is in hell. Now, on a daily basis, give me everything that I have need of to help you accomplish what you're doing through me. Then you get me in on what God is doing. Then you're seeking first the kingdom of God. You put your hands in the life of the man who steered the water and caused the sea and opened blind eyes and unstopped deaf ears and caused the lame to walk and the dumb to talk and the dead to be raised to life again. Oh, I ain't talking about so much as physically. I'm talking about something far greater than physically. Let me tell you something. He raised Lazarus from the dead, but boy, they tried to kill Lazarus again after they killed Jesus. I'm not talking about physical healing, man. I'm talking about, man, spiritual lame legs walking, where we learn how to walk like we're supposed to walk. Like what? Like mighty priests of God, mighty spiritual representatives? No, like kings and queens ruling and reigning over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts our lives. Influencing earth, man, with heaven. With heaven's way of doing things. But the same thing that's in heaven, boy, influencing our territory with that. How you do that, Arthur, boy? You got to be seeking first the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God, boy? God's governing and influence in a territory. What God is doing. And if you seek it, I guarantee you'll find it. And if you knock, you come on into it, I guarantee you the door will be open. Listen. If you ask God, boy, and say, Lord, not my kingdom, but your kingdom come, and not my will, but your will be done, you think he's going to turn his back on you and say, no, no, that's all right. All you want to hear from me. Your sin has separated you from me and all. No, he ain't going to say that. He's going to say, boy, that's the first step of coming on in. That's the first step of being born again. I'm not talking about joining the church and shaking the preacher's hand and turning from your sin to follow Jesus. All that's after that. I'm talking about man being born again. That what you mean, Arthur? That spirit man that's created in the image and likeness of the Most High God that's residing on the inside of every man, every woman, and every boy and girl, that spirit man come alive. That's laying dominant in people's lives, that it come alive. Glory to God. What is that, Arthur? That's being born again. How it come alive? By incorruptible, indestructible, ever living seed of God's word, boy. And when this seed of the gospel of the kingdom hits your spirit, and your spirit says, yes, and guess what, boy, it come alive. And when you get, in other words, boy, when you come on into the kingdom, I'm not talking about something in the sweet Bible. I'm talking about what Jesus was preaching. He's saying that's available to you right now. This is the Bible saying in the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 16. He says, from Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets have been preached. But now, the kingdom of heaven is being preached. Boy, that one statement right there, that one passage of scripture right there changed my whole life. I saw in that passage of scripture right there, boy, I'm talking about, in one statement, man, God ended, man, a dispensation and started anew. He said from Moses all the way to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets was preached. What you mean, boy? All in the Old Covenant and all in the Old Testament, man. What was going on? The law and the prophets was being preached. What's the law? You know, that's the law that God gave to Moses. Listen, if I can make the Bible plain and simple, tell you, boy, the Bible is about a king. It's about his kingdom. It's about, boy, his kids, his children, who are citizens of his kingdom. And it's about the functioning principles of his kingdom. How to live effectively in the kingdom. That's the keys of the kingdom. And the laws that governs the kingdom. And the constitution of the kingdom. And the government of the kingdom. And the privileges of the kingdom. Glory to God. And watch this. And the code of ethics of the kingdom. Listen, you can't live no any kind of way in this kingdom. Before you can get to that place, boy, you got to find out, man, that you can come on back into the kingdom. People trying to live that way, man, and everything else, think that that's how you get into the kingdom. No, you start living that way after you come into the kingdom. You start growing up in the kingdom of God and awakening to the righteousness that you already are in Christ Jesus. And the Bible says this here, and as you awake to that righteousness, as you come to the realization of how righteous that you already are, then you'll start living that way. The Bible said it this way, awake to righteousness and sin not. It's telling us how to stop sinning, how to get sin out of our lives, not through your works and not through the observance of the law. It's but by grace that we are saved. Well, that is, man, that you awake unto the grace of God that he graced us all with, boy, his righteousness. And as we awake to that, boy, let me tell you something, boy, you are sinning less and less and less and less. Let me say it plain and simple. When you stop trying to get what God got for you by trying to stop sinning, man, and start getting what God has already blessed you with, man, by living righteous. Let me tell you something. Just find out, man, how righteous you already are, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When you find out that you are already righteous, that he who knew no sins, talking about Jesus, God took your sins and placed it upon Jesus and took Jesus' righteousness and placed it upon us. on that cross, boy, more than just a death took place and a bloody massacre and all that took place. Boy, that was an exchange that took place. Glory to God. His life for our life. He took our place, boy, and then he had one requisition, what? That we take his place. What? He took our place as sinners and unrighteous, for what purpose? That we might take his place as holy and righteous and holy unto our God. He took our sins, man, so that we might be sinless. He took our old character and our old nature that we were born and shaped in and conditioned to live in, man, according to this world system that you and I were born in, man, and boy, translated us out of this system, out of this world, out of this pattern of operation, man, open to a whole new world, a whole new pattern of operation. Boy, he called the secret place of the Most High God, the Garden of Eden, the ark that preserved the whole human race, the presence of the Lord, the kingdom of heaven. That was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. And then, man, when you understand that and come on and get into that, then you start learning, man, you know, the codes of ethics and the laws that govern God's kingdom and the constitution of his kingdom. If you don't understand that, you'll be reading the Bible from a democratic point of view, from a democracy point of view. But this Bible is not about a democracy or a republic or a religion. This Bible is about a king and his kingdom, dude, and his kids. And the key that governs, man, his kingdom, man. And if you try to get in and do anything else, boy, I'm just, I'm all on this. Sometimes I don't say things and I don't want to offend people. But I listen, Holy Ghost, they say what I say and do what I say, do. Baby, I have to recall you. But we've been trying to get everything that God has for us, man, through our priesthood, through our religious rituals and ceremonies and behaviors and everything else, through our priesthood. And I know Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with that. I'm going to show you, man, how to really get there. Not through your priesthood, but through your kingship, through your authority, glory to God, through your rights as being the righteousness of God. Do you know you have a right to all of the kingdom of heaven? What do you mean, Lord, I got a right to all that God has for me? Listen, you don't understand some things. All your sins and all your unrighteousness and all your evil doing, man, that ain't your fault, man. You were born that way, glory to God. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You were sinning. Ain't nobody had to teach me how to sin. Ain't nobody had to teach you how to sin. That's automatically. You were born, boy, with that character and with that nature. And you were born that way, man. What you mean, separated from God? You were born that way, not through nothing that you did. That was because of the rebellious act of Adam. That Adam, man, rebelled against the known will of God in Genesis chapter 3, boy, that caused sin, spiritual death, separation from God, sickness and disease, poverty, lack, racism, everything that's going on about this earth, boy, is a result of one man's disobedience. Adam didn't commit no adultery. Adam didn't murder nobody. Adam didn't cover nobody. Adam willfully rebelled against the known will of God. God told him what the deal was. Be in my image and be in my likeness and subdue the earth and rule and reign over the earth by applying spiritual principles. Stay in the faith. Adam forfeited that man and gave that over to a devil, man, and the devil plunged our territory, the earth, into what we have here today. And since that time when Adam willfully disobeyed God and was put out of that place, what place was that, Arthur? Where everything that he had needed up to fulfill his purpose and destiny was there. Where was it? In the Garden of Eden, in the secret place of the Most High God, in that ark, man, that Noah built. And what the Old Testament saints called, boy, the presence of the Lord. David said the secret place of the Most High God. Abraham called it the promised land. Jesus called it the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell. Where are the boy? Well, that's the good news that I come on this thing to tell you, boy, and that's a hard thing to really get. It's one hard thing, it's hard to hurdle that and get across that, and that's religion. Because religion has blinded our eyes and hardened our hearts, and the tradition of men have made, boy, what God is doing, the kingdom of God, a none effect in the lives of God's children. But we living and dying like mere men and mere women all the time, for we the sons and daughters of the Most High God, with rights and privileges. And if you don't know about your rights and privileges, then you'll live and die like mere men and mere women, when all the time the Bible say in the book of Proverbs shall say that ye are little G dogs. Not capital G, little G. Let me say it simple. That you're little offspring of God. That you spring off from God. That you're little children of the Most High God. And boy, God created us in his image and his likeness, man, and it was good. And in Genesis chapter 3, man, he lost them through one man's disobedience. And through that one man's disobedience, who Adam, then sin came upon the whole human race. And because of sin that came upon the whole human race, then it was appointed to all of us to be born separated from God. To be born not in the Garden of Eden, not in the secret place, not in the kingdom of heaven, not in the promised land, not in the presence of the Lord, but born out in the wilderness. There wasn't no children born in the Garden of Eden. Cain and Abel didn't come till they were out in the wilderness. So they were born in sin and shaped in iniquity because of that one man disobedience. Well, listen, that wasn't fair to you and I. So your father in heaven love you so much that he did something about that, man. He come for himself, man, and redeemed our lives from that destruction. What? Born separated from. And through one man's obedience, who? Jesus the Christ. Then the answer to death, man. The solution to death, man. The Garden of Eden, the secret place of the Most High God, the promised land. The ark that Noah built, man. This one here not built by Noah. This one built by God. This one not built by man. This one built by God. This not built by nothing that we do. This is what God does. He provide. Listen, in the old covenant, man, he provided an ark for Noah and his family. In the new covenant, in the written covenant, he provided an ark for the whole human race, glory to God. For every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. To do what, Archie boy? That's what the gospel that Jesus is preaching, man. You can come on back, man, and do the secret prayer of the Most High God. And everything that you're talking about, man, that you're trying to get and that you want God to do for you, it don't matter what it is from A to Z. If you want him, man, to help you with anything in any area that you need assistance in, any area that we might need assistance in, you say, come boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in a time of need. Why, Arthur? Because you have a right to all of that. What caused you to lose your right was one man's disobedience. What caused you to have a right to everything that you lost in that one man's disobedience is the obedience of another man, Jesus the Christ. Therefore, boy, I got a right to be healed. I got a right, man, to be forgiven. I got a right to be delivered. I got a right, man, to receive, man, all that God has for me. I got a right to the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. That's my inheritance. I lost it in Adam, but it's been restored back to me, boy, through Jesus Christ, my Lord. What? All my rights and all my privileges. Listen, man, you born in sin and shaking iniquity, boy. That's your nature. It's conducive to you to fall short of the mark. But your father know that, man. That's why he know that you have need, that you can come boldly to the throne of God's grace without any sense of guilt and condemnation, man. So you can continue in sin and say, okay, God's grace is fishing. No, man, that you can come out of sin. I told you, as you awake to righteousness, as you come to the knowledge, man, of what God is doing, then he made you righteous. Just like Adam's disobedience made you, man, unrighteous, but boy, God and his son, Jesus Christ, obedience made you righteous again. But you can come back and tell your rights, glory to God. You know what righteousness means? That means, boy, you're in right standing, man, with not only, boy, the God himself, but his government, his kingdom. And if you're in right standing with the king and the kingdom, then you have rights and you have privileges. That's why I say you got a right to be delivered. I don't care what your sin is or what our problems might be. Yes, we all got some problems and everything else, but we got a right to be delivered. We got a right to be forgiven. You got a right to be restored. You got a right to... Because you're right. Why? Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And as you awake to this righteousness and come to the knowledge of it, you know what the result is going to be? You're going to sin less and less and less. And you ain't spending your life trying to stop sinning. You're spending your life trying to live righteous. More righteous you awake to that you are, And as you start practicing this, guess what's happening to that old sin nature, you know, those sin acts and everything else? Boy, it's getting less and less and less and less. Why? Because you ain't practicing trying to stop sinning. You practicing how to live right, bro. Let me tell you something, it's much easier that way. Because in that way, there's no condemnation. When you fall short of the mark, baby, you don't just continue in and say, oh, God, grace is sufficient. And no, like I heard, man, my friend Bishop Tyler say, man, you don't repeat, you repent. And you know, I didn't say repeat, like Bishop Tyler say, repent. That means change. That means change, man, in the way you see things and you're thinking about that and you're doing of that and you're acting of that. Everything, even if it's line by line, precept by precept, little by little by little by little. What you're doing, Arthur? You're awakening to righteousness, and you're sinning less and less and less and less. You're becoming, glory to God. What, Arthur? You're becoming who you already are. I told you the work is already completed. That's what Jesus Christ come preaching, man. That's what he come telling people. He said from Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets was preached. But now the kingdom of heaven is being preached. And when he begun his public ministry in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, this is what his inauguration message was. It was this when he began to proclaim that which he had said in Luke 16:16. When he said, and from that time forward, this is when Jesus begun his public ministry, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. And from that time forward, Jesus said, repent. He went forth preaching. He said, repent. He went forth publicly declaring a message. That's what preach means. Preach is the same thing as advertising. What's advertising? Publicly declaring a message. For what purpose? So that the consumer can get your product. Every time you see an advertisement on the television or on the radio or whatever, man, that's preaching. What's preaching? That's publicly declaring a message. What's the purpose for it? So that the consumer can get your product. So Jesus come in advertising. Advertising what? All of the kingdom of heaven. For what purpose? So that, boy, you can get the product. He didn't come talking about himself. He come talking about the product. He come preaching the product. While we have been, man, the church has been busy, 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 but not effective as far as winning souls because it's been preaching, man, the way to the product, the door to the product. They never preach the product. What's the product, boy? All of the kingdom of heaven and all that it consists of. Everything that you're trying to get to, everything that you're trying to do and all that in hope that when your life is all over here on this earth that you reach that, get to that place. But boy, Jesus Christ comes with good news. He said, hey, that place you can never attain to. Your religious rituals, your acts, your ceremonies, your goody-goody two-shoes, you're coming out of sin, man. You quit. You're obeying all the laws of Moses and everything else and all the Levitical laws. That won't get you there. Why? Because you already sin. And the penalty for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. What are the gift of God? That's a gift. There ain't nothing you earn. I told you, you got a right to all of the kingdom of heaven. But there is nothing. You got to know that. And then when you got to know that, then the next thing you got to do, man, is begin to learn the functioning principles. In other words, man, you got to come on in and get your inheritance. When he say, come, you who are blessed of your father, and get your inheritance, the kingdom of God that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world, yeah, you got to come on in and get it. You got to receive that. He give you a free will. That's a law in the kingdom, man, called a perfect law of liberty. You can receive that or you can reject that. You can, man, come on into the kingdom of God or you can stay all out in religion. That's your choice. He told Adam, he said, listen, you can eat off any of the trees in the garden. I give you free will. You can choose life or you can choose death. You can choose to stay in the state of religion that you're in or you can choose to come on into the kingdom of God now. You can choose to wait for it in the sweet by and wander around in the wilderness and die or you can come on into it right now. That's your choice. That's free. That's liberty. And then he gave us, man, you know, a little nudge. He said, choose life. And if you choose the life, man, then not only you, but you and all your children and your children's children and your children's 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 children, on down to 1,000 generations, will receive that life. If you eat off that knowledge of the tree of good and evil, let me say it simple. If you want to stay in religion, then, boy, that's going to keep you separated from me. That's death. And then you'll just know of me You'll just know about me. You'll just preach about me. You'll just preach of me. You'll just preach, man, what I did and where I was and all that, but you won't know me. And you won't know me in the pardon of your sins. You might know of me in the pardon of your sins and about me in the pardon of your sins, but you won't know me in the pardon of your sins, hear the Lord. Because when you know me and see me, yeah, baby, you ain't going to want to sin. You're going to want to come out of sin. You're going to want to follow him. You're going to want to obey him. He said, listen, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment, boy. When you see, boy, what God is doing and his love for us, then you're going to want to, you know, listen, it's designed to cause us to grow in love with him. And as we grow in love with him and awake to the righteousness, like I told you, we are seeing less and less and less and less and less. And we become more and more who we already are. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, created in his image and his likeness. You know what righteous living produces? What? Holiness. You know what holiness is, really is? Being like God. The only way you can, man, practice that and practice being like God, you got to know that you are just like him. I ain't talking about trying to get like him. I'm talking about already done, man. But you lost that image. You lost that identity. You lost that character. You lost that nature. You lost that in that one man's disobedience, Adam, that caused, like I said, the calamity to come upon our territory, the earth. When the responsibility was given to us, what? To make the earth like it is in heaven, make the earth a colony of heaven. Instead, man, we gave that authority and that dominion that we lost in Adam, gave that over to the devil. In fact, Adam gave it over to the devil. And instead of being on earth as it is in heaven, it's on earth as it is here now. Because instead of establishing, man, the world of God or the kingdom of God upon the earth, the devil began to establish the kingdom of darkness, his kingdom, on our earth. Well, baby, we've been deceived by the devil too long. And we found out, boy, that his kingdom has come down. And that Jesus Christ come preaching that we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness over to the kingdom of God's dear Son. And boy, he said it this year, and if you want to learn how to grow up in the kingdom of God, dear Son, it's not enough for you to know that you've been translated out of the kingdom of God. And then you have. And most Christians, they know that and everything else, but they just wandering around in the wilderness. And all the time, that's a promised land. That's an inheritance that belongs to you. The purpose for wandering around in the wilderness is to publicly get the message. And not only publicly get the message, hear the message. Now you need more than just preaching. You need teaching, too. To preach means, like I said, to publicly declare a message. To teach means to instruct for change. Listen, Moses went preaching to the young man, declaring a public message. What? To all of them that God heard your prayer and he sent me to set you free. He sent me to bring you out of this bondage of religion and this world system that you live in, man, over into, boy, his original plan and purpose and destiny for your life. He was publicly declaring that message. And boy, those that received it, man, they came on out of darkness into the marvelous light. But they came, man, out of darkness into the wilderness. Because in the wilderness, man, therefore, man, not only publicly declaring the message, but, man, that God set them free. They free now. They don't need to be publicly declared that message no more. They need to go on, like my pastor Liddy said in Houston, Texas. They have to go on and go. To where now what we need now is, man, some instruction. Now they never supposed to be taught. Why? Repent. What? The renewing of our thinking, the renewing of our mind, so that we can get rid of that old Egypt mentality, that old slave mentality, that old woe is me mentality, that old man mentality that men that just stole our identity and our purpose and our destiny from us, man, so that we can be renewed. That's what the word repent means. Change your way of thinking, because you've been conditioned, born, trained to think according to the dictates of this old world that we were born in, the kingdom of darkness. But now that we've been restored back to what God's original place is, the first thing we're going to do now is learn how to think like that, learn how to act like that, learn how to talk like that, learn how to walk like that, line up on line, precept upon precept, little by little by little, boy, becoming the man who we already are. Now we need, man, instruction. The good preaching, man, that's inspiration. And that's a good thing. Now we need some information. to hearing all the things about Jesus and all the things that Jesus done for us and everything else, man, and hearing all that and getting all the emotions all stirred up about that and everything else, that's inspiration. But the purpose for the inspiration and the publicly declaring of a message and the preaching of God's word, publicly declaring this good news about the kingdom of God, is to inspire you to go now and get some information. Well, learn, man, how to live this way now. Instead of trying to learn how to live from the religious way and the Christian religion way, man, learn now how to live in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God, and God will do it. What do you need now? You need some good teaching now. Now, what's teaching? Teaching is to instruct for change. What's preaching? Preaching is to publicly declare the message. And now that you come into the kingdom, man, now you got to be taught, man, how the kingdom functions, the functioning principle of the kingdom, the constitution of the kingdom, the laws of the kingdom, the code of ethics of the kingdom, the government of the kingdom, the privileges of the kingdom or the citizens that's in the kingdom. You got to learn all of that and grow up in that. You didn't grow up in religion. And you didn't grow up in rituals and ceremonies. You didn't grow up, man, in the gospel of Jesus, man. And listen, boy, that was a means to an end. Like I'm saying, boy, from Moses all the way to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets was free. So you grew up in that. And that was just a means to an end, what? To get you back, boy, to the original message. What's the original message? Not just the gospel of Jesus and the gospel about Jesus and the gospel of what Jesus did, but the gospel that he preached. And what's the gospel that he preached? That everything that you see in me is what you have in you. I'm going to say that again. He come, man, showing us, man, us. He didn't come just preaching that, man. He come showing us that. Everything that you see in me, everything that you see me do, everything you see, how you see me act, how you see me, and what you see me doing, ruling and reigning, taking authority and dominion, what, over every circumstance, every situation, every symptom that confronts my life, in this race that I'm in, on this race that I'm in. What you see me doing, ruling and reigning, even over your greatest enemy. I ruled and reigned over death. They crucified me, baby, and I got up. What I mean, I reigned over even your greatest enemy, death. I destroyed the works of the devil. I cast them out, man. I opened blind eyes. I unstopped deaf ears. I caused the lame to walk and the dumb to talk and the blind to see and the dead to be raised to life again. All those things you saw me hear and talk about, man, that I did and do, man, here's what I'm telling you. Here's what I'm preaching to you. That boy, I come to show you you. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Glory to God. And if you see the Father, and the only way you can see the Father, says the Lord, is through me. And if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And if you see the Father, then you will see yourself. Because he created you in his image and in his likeness. And when you see yourself, then you won't see yourself sinning and covering up with God's grace. You see yourself, man, becoming more and more and more like who you already are, just like your Father in heaven. That's what Jesus Christ comes proclaiming. I'm the express image of the Father in heaven. And the good news that I come to preach to you, he say, and so are you. You lost that identity. You lost it. You lost that in Adam. But I come to restore that back to you. Listen, boy, Jesus Christ's message was the message of restoration. His redeeming work and his redemptive work and all the good news that we've been preaching about Jesus, how he died up on the cross, that was his redeeming work. But his redeeming work is not the end. It's just the beginning. What? That's to get you back to the restoration work of God. What's the restoration work of God? God restoring you back to your original place that you had in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And chart you on course towards your destination. What's your destination? That it be in our territory and in our lives here on our territory, the earth, just like it is in heaven. When we start that process, Arthur? Right now. Where do it begin, Arthur? Do it begin on the earth? No. Jesus said it don't come with observation. It don't begin on the earth. It begin in the earth. Listen, the very fact that Jesus Christ come and cleanse you up and his blood cleanse you up, listen, don't get stopped there. Don't stop at the cross. The only purpose for that is, boy, so that the Holy Spirit can come back and live on the inside of you. Remember God said, let us make, who, that's the Trinity that's doing the work. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. The Father finished with his work. He said on the seventh day, he rested. Jesus Christ died upon the cross, and he said, Father, it is finished. What are you going to do? I come to redeem their life from destruction and restore back to them your original intent and plan and purpose. And then he told his disciples, he said, I got to go away. Why? You say, how can it be any better for us that you go away? Lord, you really, we ain't got to worry about nothing. And Jesus said, but it is better for you that I go away, because when I go away, I'm going to send you back the third member of God here, the Holy Spirit. And he the one going to put the icing on the cake. The cake already baked, and everything else, boy, you don't need the icing on it. What's the icing on it? You coming to the knowledge that the cake is already baked, that the work is already done, and you're already redeemed, and you're redeemed so that you can be restored. Restored what? Back to your original place. Who's going to lead us into that truth? The Holy Spirit. He's the one that is at work in here today. And like I say, he ain't trying to finish the cake. The Father man was the one who put it all up together. The Son man was the one man who come in, you know, and put it in the oven, got it baked. The Holy Spirit is the one who put the icing on top of it, the finished product on top of it, to lead you and I into the reality of this gospel of the kingdom and good news about the kingdom and about us, who we really are and what we really have and what we really can do and why we really here. And what's our destination? You know what your destination is? I'm beginning to close this radio broadcast. Your destination is not spending eternity in heaven with God. Your destination, man, is spending eternity, man, in heaven on earth. The Bible begins with you in heaven on earth in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 2, man, God planted a garden, and there he placed you in what? He placed you in a little carbon copy of heaven on earth with a mandate. What? Make the whole earth just like this little place. You know where it ended up in? It ended up, man, in Revelation. You know what Revelation chapter 5 says? Who can really open up this book and tell us what all that's been going on through here? All the way, not just from John the Baptist, I mean from Moses to John the Baptist, but all the way from the creation of Adam, man, all the way to the end. Who can open up the book and tell us what's really going on? Can the Christian religion do it? Can the Muslim religion do it? Can the Hindu religion do it? Can any religion do it? Can any other pagan religion do it? No, who can really open up the book? Nobody. Then they begin to weep. Well, we don't know what's going on. Then they say, behold, there's one who, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I ain't talking about the Lamb of God. That was the Lamb that was slain for the foundation of the world. He ain't no suffering Lamb no more, baby. He's a reigning king. Who is that boy? He's the king, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He will be able to open up the book, and he can tell us what's really going on. And the Bible said, man, this is what he said, and because of what God has done for us through him, we have been made unto our God kings and queens. He didn't say apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And all that's a means to an end, what, to get you back to your kingship. Hallelujah. What we made unto our God, king and priest. What's a king? That's a political figure. What did he do? He reigned over his domain, over his life. What's a priest? That's a spiritual figure. What did he do? He's a representative man of spiritual things. He's representative of God. What's a king again? He's a ruler. What's a priest again? A representative of God. If you're not careful in religion, you're just preoccupied with your priesthood. You're trying to represent God, boy, without your crown. And that's just a means to an end. Only way you can truly represent God is with your crown and your priesthood on. And because of what God did for us through Jesus Christ, we have been made unto our God, king and priest. And watch this. And we shall reign on the earth. Where at? On the earth. Forever. That's in Genesis chapter 5. Over in Genesis chapter 21, here's the closer right here. It says, behold. And this is after everything is done. I'm talking about the fullness of it. When people say, yeah, there's a future kingdom. Yeah, this is just future kingdom right here. This is the fullness of it right here. In Genesis chapter 1, say, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down to the earth. Hallelujah. What, boy? He saw, boy, all of us who had went up to heaven to the marriage supper of the Lamb and the great white throne judgment and all the things that took place up there, but for the 1,000 years or however long it might be, you know, it didn't say at the end, then he saw, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven to earth. And watch this. And the dwelling place of God was with the children of men. We wouldn't be dwelling with God in his territory ever. God was dwelling with us in our territory, the earth. That's where it's going to end up at. It started off there in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And in the last two chapters of the Bible, that's where it's going to end up at. Where it ought to, you're going to end up, boy, in heaven, on earth. And know how God's going to accomplish that? Through what his original strategy and plan and intent was. Through us, his children. That's the church. That's the call I want. The ones we call out to help him accomplish that. Not to put on good programs and seminars and have good church and all that. That's a part of it. Don't throw the baby out with the bad water. Now, I ain't saying that ain't it and come to do away with it. No, that's it. Listen, as I begin to close this radio broadcast, there's a scripture in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And it goes like this. You say, and now, brethren, I commend you unto the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. In other words, as you come up under the gospel of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God that Jesus Christ preached and learn of it, then it will give us our inheritance. What's our inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundations of the world. How we get that, Arthur? He said, now, brother, and I place you under the word of my grace. What grace is there, boy? He said something on the mountain of transfiguration. I call it the mountain of transpiration. Where he, like I said earlier, he started a whole, he's in one dispensation to start another dispensation. The dispensation of God's grace. God's favor toward all mankind. He started that dispensation. And he said, and he began to preach and proclaim a message. And the message that he proclaimed was all of the kingdom of heaven is available to you right now. You can come on in and you can learn of it. And boy, it'll destroy religion and it'll develop a personal relationship with you and your Father in heaven. And you'll begin to go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the living God. What's taking place, Arthur? That's what God is doing. How are you doing it, man? With his word, boy. What are you doing it with, Arthur? His word. How are you doing it with his word? By the power of his Holy Spirit. So if you can receive this gospel of the kingdom, to many as received him, Jesus said he came to his own, the religious people, but they didn't receive. But as many as received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of the Most High God. And watch this. And we shall reign in our territory, the earth, just like it is in heaven. You know, I say unto us the same thing that Jesus Christ said, man, when his parents come looking for him and they found him in the temple. And they asked him, Lord, we've been looking for you. And Jesus Christ responded with this. He said, you should have knew that I'd be here. He said, don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? If we're not careful, we'll be about our business, about our denomination, about our desire, about our religion, about our ideology, about our theology, about our beliefs, and about all of that. And instead of, man, bringing all that under the umbrella of what the king is doing, who our Father which art in heaven. What he was doing, he was in his son, Jesus Christ. He didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but he came to the world through his son, Jesus Christ, that the world through him might be saved. Saved for what, Arthur? So that you could be restored back to your original place in God, so that you could reach your maximum potential and your destiny. What's your original place in God, boy? In his image, in his life, ruling and reigning, and your circle of influence and your territory on the earth. How long? Forever and ever and ever. Hey, listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. My wife, Gail, and I, we always want to extend an invitation to you. And if you ever have a desire and want to hear more of the gospel of the kingdom, then you can always contact us at 713-870-3776. We would love to correspond with you in the fellowship with you. But once again, if you feel this, in fact, we would like to know if this ministry is a blessing to you, even if you just give us a thumbs up or whatever, you know, contact us, 713-870-3776. you really would like to know if this ministry is being a blessing to you and your family. Once again, that number is 713-870-3776. Arthur and Gail Avance Ministry. Kingdom Life World Outreach Ministry. Winning souls for the kingdom of God. God bless you. We love you. And we look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.